New Jersey, which first recognized civil unions in 2007, is now the 14th state to legalize same-sex marriage. Governor Chris Christie had been appealing last month's ruling to the state Supreme Court, but he ended that legal battle this morning. Let's take a closer look with Matt Friedman with the Star-Ledger State House Bureau. Matt, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Hi, Dave. Thank you.
Well, this is indeed, in part, a nexus of policy and politics. Why did Governor Christie have a change of heart this morning from his position Friday?
Well, I think you can look at it from two angles, the political and the practical. On the political end, this is not an issue that's going to drive voters his way for re-election. Now, he's winning comfortably, but it's still not an issue that he wants on the table. Polls show overwhelming majorities of New Jerseyans support gay marriage. In fact, there's a poll out just today from Rutgers Eagleton that shows a plurality, like 49% of Republicans favor gay marriage, more than oppose it. So politically, it takes an issue for Christie that has never been comfortable for him, that he's never been eager to talk about, off the table. Turning to the practical, the Supreme Court, in denying the Christie administration's request to stop the weddings from happening on October 21st, while the Supreme Court decided the full issue, the Supreme Court made it clear how they felt they were going to rule in January. They basically said the state doesn't have a strong case. The ruling was unanimous. It was clear to anyone who read that, that the state didn't stand a chance in winning on appeal in the Supreme Court. That was the way it was going to go down. It was clear from anyone reading it. So for the Christie administration, it wouldn't make too much sense to expend a lot more resources fighting this.
Though part of the governor's appeal on both sides of the aisle is his outsized personality, and with that, the courage of his convictions. So in this case, it seems like he's not following through on his beliefs.
Well, you see, that's what Christie has been saying throughout this whole time. But if you look at Christie's rhetoric on the issues where he's politically vulnerable, you'll see that you don't have the same voluble governor as you do on something where he feels he's in the political clear.
Cite some other examples besides same-sex marriage.
To this day, Christie said he has not read the Voting Rights Act decision, and he will not. So he's been trying to appeal to Black and Latino leaders. He's been picking up a lot of endorsements from them. He clearly would be in a politically tough situation to either support or oppose this. If he says, I agree with how the Supreme Court ruled on the Voting Rights Act, then he could find himself at trouble at home. If he said, I disagree with it, well then, you know, a couple years down the line, when he's presumably running in a primary in Iowa, that could be a problem.
Though when you speak to his self-described vulnerability, clearly the polls indicate he's not going to have much problem next month against Barbara Buono. Is it because he's looking ahead to 2016?
Well, I think, yeah, one of the reasons is his political calculations are really, you know, the work of an expert. And he's been able to walk a fine line between being a Republican and being a Republican who's governing a blue state like New Jersey. So that's why you see on issues like this, he's not going to come out and make a very direct reference to one side or the other. You'll see his administration doing, you know, sort of the bare minimum to oppose gay marriage while he's not out there vociferously advocating against it.
Matt, thanks so much for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Thank you.
Matt Friedman, Trenton State House reporter for the Star-Ledger. Joining me now to weigh the pros and cons of Christie's tightrope act is another Matt. Matt Katz writes the Christie Chronicles blog for the Philadelphia Inquirer. Matt, thanks for joining us on NewsWorks Tonight.
Sure thing, Dave.
Well, let's tease out 2013 from 2016. Of course, the wild card is how strong or not the Tea Party wing of the party will be at that juncture.
That's right. And it's also, you know, how big of a deal will gay marriage be? I mean, this is an issue that has changed so dramatically. Public opinion has changed so dramatically, and the law has changed so dramatically in the last several years that by 2016, maybe this is not as significant of a social issue as it is now. And besides, you know, the governor was never going to get the Rick Santorum voters. He was never going to win over those social conservatives within the Tea Party movement. This might not necessarily affect him in that regard. However, you know, he did preside over a state that went for gay marriage, and that might hurt him. And he's already considered weak on some of these conservative social issues. So another potential vulnerability here.
Of course, he's not the only Republican governor of a blue state. Our Pennsylvania comes to mind, in addition to Wisconsin and Michigan. And though those governors do not have the same national aspirations, it's interesting that they're not as out in front of it as he is.
the Democrats control the legislature in New Jersey, unlike in Pennsylvania, so they forced this issue on him. It was the first bill they put to him this legislative session, and he vetoed it. And then there was this court case that also was coming at the same time. So he's actually done more proactively against gay marriage than almost any other politician in America, because he vetoed a bill, and then when the court ruled for gay marriage, he appealed that. Then he sought a stay on the ruling. So he's actually done a lot of things to actively prevent gay marriage from happening.
Well, focusing purely on the political prism, though his announcement is merely hours old, do you think it's a net plus or minus regarding his 2016 aspirations?
It's probably a net minus for the primaries and a net plus for the general election, when you'll probably have a population of the country that is mostly for gay marriage. So it cuts both ways, as it usually does with this governor.
Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
That's Matt Katz, Philadelphia Inquirer political reporter, focusing on New Jersey.